worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy, holy. Are you Lord God? You Lord God. Oh my, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Are you Lord?
Are you Lord God? Oh, God.
Oh, you are holy.
You are holy.
Oh,
holy.
Are you Lord?
Your love to fall.
Open the floodgates.
Oh, heaven, open your mouth and say, Father, let it rain on me. Let it rain on me. Let it rain. The rain of your spirit, the rain of your abundance. For I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. Tonight is a night of rain. The rain of the spirit, the rain of his grace, the rain of his favor. Rain is coming on God's people tonight. For I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be counted for a forest, and the wilderness be counted for a fruitful field, and a fruitful field be counted for a forest. Isaiah 32 verse 15. Tonight I'm just sensing rain. Say the rain. Let's read and pray Deuteronomy 11:11. This is just some intercessory prayer before we go into Thanksgiving. It says, but the land whither ye go to possess it. Okay, give us the New King James so that it's easier to read. New King James. It says, New King James of the former scripture. But the land, please, New King James. But the land which you cross over to possess is the land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven. God is taking someone to the next level. He's taking your ministry, your life, your destiny, your business to a place where you drink of the rain of heaven. Amen. Deuteronomy. Isaiah 32 verse 15. Isaiah 32 verse 15. And then we'll go to Isaiah 44 verse 3. He says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted for a forest. The rain of the Spirit will come on you tonight. On your prayer life. On your word life. On your business life. On your academics. Amen. Isaiah 44 verse 3. Isaiah 44 verse 3. He says, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring. We will sing that song again, and then we'll just pray tonight. Father, rain on us. Are you ready? Baba, we're in your presence.
Let it rain.
Open the floodgate.
Open the floodgate.
In abundance.
In abundance.
Pour your rain.
Pour your rain. To fall on me.
Open the floodgates.
Open the floodgates.
In abundance.
In abundance.
Pour your rain.
Pour your rain.
Tonight, say, Father, pour the water of your spirit, pour the rain of your spirit upon us tonight. As we praise, as we pray, as we prophesy, let it rain on us tonight. Open your mouth, clap your hands, stamp your feet, and pray. Clap your hands for you people. Hallelujah challenge. Clap your hands for you people. America, Europe, Nigeria, Asia, the Middle East, Antarctica, Australia. Amen. Amen. Have you been blessed? This is the 14th day. 14th day. You will not keep awake in vain. It says impossible. It's impossible. Say he has not called us to serve him, to praise him in vain. And boy, am I receiving testimonies around the world. And we're on the 14th minute right now. On the 14th minute. Amen. Amen. Let's read Psalm 149. Another 14 there. Amen. Verse 1, 2, and 3. And then I saw another scripture today in Zechariah 14, 14. Amen. Let's go. One, two, go. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Can you give God a new song? Just form your song. Form your own song now. And it's praised in the congregation of saints. Let Israel, let Nigeria, let Ghana, let England, let Congo, let Cameroon rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Come on! Let them praise his name in the dance. Come on, dance. I am dancing around. I am turning around. To my father and my lover,
I am dancing around. As I dance, every other thing is turning around.
Let them sing praises unto him with timbrel and harp. Clap your hands, all you people. Amen. We're going to have two fragrances of praise. We'll start with I'm dancing around, and then we'll go to that our rod. Amen. Before man of God comes to lead us. Tonight will be a defining night in your life. Let's read Zechariah 14, verse 14. 14, 7 is the number of perfection. 14 is multiples of 7. Amen. And we'll have it 14, 14. And this is the 14th day. And we said, remember, I didn't see this scripture when I said it was a night of abundance. I was praying, reading my Bible today, and see what has happened. One, two, go. And Judah. Do you know what Judah means? As you praise, your praise is fighting for you. The way God leads us on Hallelujah Challenge. We just said tonight is a night of abundance. And I'm reading my Bible, and God takes me here. Let's read one to go. And Judah also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. After tonight, somebody will walk into a major contract. God will take from them and give to you. This is the word of the Lord. See, when I prophesy stuff from my mouth, it's powerful because you know you are inspired. But there is a more sure word of prophecy. This is God talking. I didn't get this scripture by accident. I got it tonight while I prayed. Let me declare again that as we praise, as we worship Jesus today, as we raise Judah today, the enemy will bow. He says, as you praise him, Judah will fight. And the wealth of the heathen round about shall be gathered together. Gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. Are you ready? Are you ready to praise God? Let's dance around first. I am dancing around. I am turning to my father.
I am dancing around, I am turning around, to my father and my lover, I am dancing around, as I dance.
turning around.
I am dancing around.
Dancing.
Don't just. Father,
we give you praise, Baba.
We give you praise.
Okimakonga. Hey. Somebody, there's a carpet in front of you. Who is better than Jehovah, Lord divine?
frustration. battle belongs to God. All I have to do,
all I have to do
is have. Now let's sing it well now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Your hands. That's right. Somebody shout victory. Of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go against them, for the Lord will be with you. Verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Kohath stood to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa
and they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets and he shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, singers, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy and yours forever. And when they began to sing, and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Manasseh, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Watch. Are you ready? Worship Jesus today.
The enemy will fight.
Who is on the left side?
I am on the left side.
Who is on the left side?
I am on the left side.
As we praise Jesus today.
The enemy will fight.
As we worship Jesus today.
The enemy will fight.
As we raise this sound today. When I blow my trumpet, you shout for 1 minute. That's your praise. Are you ready? Let me release a word. Yesterday, I just forgot to share this word. I had a strange name. And every now and then, God gives me names of people. And I've shared before, sometimes the message is for the people whose name I've mentioned. Or sometimes the message is in the meaning of the name. I don't know if I've ever heard this name before, but I heard Izebua. Izebua family. God is visiting Izebua family. I don't know if it's an Igbo name or Delta name, but I heard Izebua. Edo Izebua. Izebua. God is visiting the Udenwa family. Udenwa, I heard, also means peace or something. So does it mean peace of mind? Somebody help me. Anyway. And there's somebody by the name of Matthias. An international door is opening for you. Something to do with travel. Something to do with travel. Udeme, God is visiting you and your family. Lift your hands and thank God. Lord, let these words come to pass. I'm going to be bringing up a man of God who... Can you bring the podium quickly? A few years ago, I got a call from Pastor Kunle Ajayi saying, there's a man you have to meet. And anyway, this man who was already a blessed man flew all the way to see me in my house just to invite for a program. And I was so touched. Some people take God's word work seriously. He flew all the way, a top banker. And then our spirits just
knitted in an unusual way. And he's since been a covenant brother and friend, and one that God has sent into our lives to be a blessing. Now, I've seen the grace for kingdom, wealth, and stewardship expressed. This is not theory, but in practice. I remember I was about 3 years or 3.5 years ago. I was in a hotel in Warri going to minister for him. When he walked in to say, Pastor Nat, God is leading me to start a bank. And this was when he was almost at the verge of becoming maybe an MD, or maybe being considered to be an MD of a bank. And I just couldn't believe and imagine how someone would want to take that step of faith. And I said to him, you have to see that the G about this. This is beyond me. Anyway, we believed God, trusted God, prayed about it, blew the horn on it. And in a few months, we got the commercial bank license. And to cut the long story short, I'm just saying this so that you know the grace that is coming on you. And in about 3 years, this bank has become one of, if not Nigeria's fastest growing bank. Put your hands together. And one of the very few that have hit their target for the recapitalization from Central Bank of about 200 billion or so. Put your hands together. That's over $1 billion. But beyond all of these accomplishments, I see a man of character who has learned to steward that which God has given him. And yesterday while we were here, we heard the word stewardship. Say with me, Lord Jesus, give me the grace to steward all that you give to me, spiritual and otherwise, in this season. So with a good God bless you. I want you to welcome on Hallelujah Challenge to lead us in prayer and speak words of prophecy and give us a charge. Pastor Emmanuel Emefiene, my brother, my friend. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. How many of you are ready for kingdom wealth?
Someone who is excited to be here tonight, wherever you are connected to this meeting all over the world, can I hear you shout a loud hallelujah? The Lord sent me to someone here especially tonight, and I'm very, very certain that whether the enemy likes it or not, your season of abundance and glory has come.
Amen.
Where's that fellow? Lift up your hand and just go ahead and give the Lord worship. Appreciate the name of the Lord. Appreciate His holy name. Lift up your voice to Him. Exalt His holy name. Yes, Lord. I can hear the sound of abundance tonight. The sound of abundance. Abundance of rain, abundance of blessings, abundance of miracles, abundance of testimonies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Lord, we bow before you tonight. We ask that you have your way in this meeting. Do that which only you can do. Surpass our expectations. That long before this night is out, every one of us will be shouting hallelujah. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Help me celebrate the grace of God upon this house. All over the world, you are happy with what the Lord is doing here at the Hallelujah House. Just go ahead and give the Lord a big clap. Amen. quickly, please help me celebrate the grace of God upon Pastor Nathaniel Bassi, my brother, my friend. The hand of the Lord will continually rest upon you. And what the Lord is using you to do here, it will take you from one level of glory to another. It shall be well with you. And everyone that is here tonight, shout a loud hallelujah. Now, I just came here to deliver a message. The Lord sent me here to someone, and I don't know who that fellow is. But before this night is out, you will understand. 4 or 5 days ago, I was in the United States of America. I went there for an official meeting. We had the World Bank annual general meeting taking place in Washington. In between that event, we had 2 light-up crusades, one at Arkansas, the other one at Massachusetts, right, with Daddy Gio. And, it was such a tough, schedule. But while I was there, Pastor Nat reached out to me and he said, "Man of God, I hope you'll be here on Monday. We have this program here." And I said to him, "I will be here." Now, let me tell you, yesterday night, I think it was Saturday night entering Sunday morning, we had finished the light up crusade at Massachusetts, and I, had to, tell Daddy Joe that I'll be leaving the next morning. And he laid his hands on me and he said, "My son, you can go. This is the first assignment I am handling after that laying of hands. And I'm here to announce to someone tonight, in the name that is above every other name, my God will visit you in a very special way."
Amen.
The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. Now I will share some scriptures with us and we will pray. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41. 1 Kings 18 and verse 41. "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for I can hear the sound of abundance of rain." Amen. Elijah was simply saying to Ahab, "God has spoken. I can hear the sound." Elijah heard the sound. Ahab did not hear the sound. The servant also did not hear the sound. Only Elijah heard that sound. Someone will hear the sound tonight.
Amen.
In 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1. 2 Kings 7 and verse 1. God spoke again. This time around, Elisha heard the word of God. And he spoke. He quoted God. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria." Elisha heard. The king didn't hear. The economic advisor did not hear. But something happened on these 2 occasions. When Elijah heard the sound of the abundance of rain, before that day was out, rain fell. Elisha heard that within 24 hours, the famine in Samaria will be over. By that same time tomorrow, it came to pass. I don't know why tonight is the night before you dress for your miracle. But I have good news for someone here tonight. In the name that is above every other name, before you come for tomorrow's program, you will already receive your miracle. Lift up your hand to the Lord and say, "Father, let your rain of abundance fall upon me." Go ahead and begin to pray.
Let your rain of abundance.
Your rain of abundance. Let it fall upon me. Let it fall upon me. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yesterday, we prayed a very important prayer. I was inside the aircraft, but I joined you on that, you know, while you were praying. And Pastor Nat led us to pray from the book of Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Isaiah 30 and verse 21. It says, "Their ears shall hear a word behind the saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it." You will pray tonight. Let me tell you, the difference between a man of exploit in the marketplace and the one who is a failure is that one hears clearly from the Lord and the other does not. No wonder the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, "I have not seen, ear not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man what God has prepared for them that love him." I'm praying for someone here today. You will hear the sound from the Lord.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and say, "Father,
Father,
open my ears tonight.
Open my ears tonight.
Let me hear you clearly.
Let me hear you clearly.
Go ahead and begin to pray. Let me hear you." Let me hear you tonight. Let me hear you tonight. Let me hear you tonight. Speak to me, Lord. And let me hear you tonight. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When we talk about the sound of abundance, I'm sure Pastor Nat got that revelation, got that inspiration. But while I was praying for this meeting, God said to me, it's not just the sound of abundance. Someone is going to hear the sound of the flood of glory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I was trying to connect abundance with glory. I discovered that abundance speaks to quantity and degrees. But glory talks about honor, splendor and dignity. And then I also realized that abundance gives rise to glory. And that glory is the fruit of abundance. So someone, beyond abundance, you are going to swim in the flood of glory from tonight. And then this song keeps coming to me. Even from, you know, from last night. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh.
When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh.
You know, if you know the depth of that, you understand that song. When glory comes, you don't even have enough words to express it. You'll be speechless. God is taking someone to that level after tonight.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1.
Whoa.
Isaiah 60 and verse 1. It says, "Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." You will lift up your voice tonight and say, "Father,
Father,
let your light shine.
Let your light shine.
And let the flood of your glory,
let the flood of your glory,
encompass me round about."
Encompass.
Go ahead and begin to pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Let your light shine.
Let your light shine.
And let your glory cover me. Let it shine. Let it shine. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Who is the King of Glory? Psalm 24:7-10. Psalm 24:7-10. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Let's read verse 10 together. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Hear me tonight. Glory is coming. Maybe you didn't hear me. I said, glory is coming.
Amen.
And what is coming will humble your enemies.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and say, Father.
Father.
You are the King of Glory.
You are the King of Glory.
From now on, let your glory overshadow me. Go ahead and begin to pray. Let your glory overshadow me. Overshadow me. Overshadow my family. Overshadow my children. Overshadow my spouse. Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
We can be over hundreds of thousands connected to this meeting. But you know what? God can choose to single a man out for favor and for glory. In Matthew chapter 17 from verse 1 to 9, you know the story. Matthew 17:1-9. When Jesus was to be revealed, when a new realm of glory, a completely higher level of glory was to be made manifest in the life of Jesus, the Bible said he went with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, out of 12. Let me pray for someone here tonight. In the name that is above every other name, my God will single you out for divine preference. Three out of 12, Peter, James, and John. And may I humble you, James and John are brothers from one family.
Wow.
You would have imagined that Jesus, in just trying to have some spread and equity, he would have picked in at least one person to represent a family. But he chose two from one family. There's a family connected to this meeting here tonight. Before this day is out, my God will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let my family from tonight enjoy divine preference. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let us enjoy divine preference wherever we go. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I declare over 100,000 persons connected to this meeting? In the name that is above every other name, from tonight, the sound of God's glory will be heard loud in your family.
Amen.
The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus. My family is favored. In the name of Jesus, we swim in the flood of God's glory. You pray that prayer, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
Now listen to me. The flood of God's glory is in levels. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 41. 1 Corinthians 15, 41. It says, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differed from another star in glory. Someone hearing the sound of my voice, you may have enjoyed glory at what I call the base level. The base level. You know, I can tell you when it comes to levels of glory. As a banker, you have the level, the manager has his own level of glory. And then by the time you move to the area manager, the regional manager, the general manager, the executive director, and then you get to the level of the managing director. May I pray for someone here? That highest level of glory that will differentiate you wherever you go. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. The kind of glory that will silence your mockers. May my God rest upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory is in levels. Remember the story of Joseph. The glory of the coat of many colors in Genesis 37. His brothers saw it, they were jealous. And they thought, you know, they planned to kill him so that the glory of that young man will never manifest. And God said, if it's because of the coat of many colors, you are jealous about this man, you've not seen anything yet. And God took him from that level, he got to Potiphar's house. Became in charge of everything. They threw him to the prison, and from there he found his way to the palace where he manifested the glory that God has prepared for him from the foundation of the earth. I'm praying for someone here. Anyone that will hinder, that will want to strip you of God's glory, whoever they are and wherever they are, my God will frustrate and disappoint them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every force that will contend with your glory upon my life, upon my family, tonight, oh God, frustrate and disappoint them. Go ahead and begin to pray. Frustrate and disappoint them. Frustrate and disappoint them. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There's a way God positions a man that even his enemies will have no choice but to bow before him. Thank God for the testimonies we have had. But someone is set to share a major testimony.
Amen.
How do I know? The word of God is coming to someone connected to this meeting. He said, you missed an opportunity in the past. He says, get ready for a major one that is coming again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's someone in this meeting, hear me very, very well. A decision was taken that was not in your favor in your place of work. But the word of God is coming to you that tonight, by this time tomorrow,
amen,
that decision would have been reversed.
Amen.
And it will be reversed in your favor. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, when God chooses to silence your mockers, it puts you in a level where they just give up on you. I remember when we started the bank. Some persons, when they have the chance, I mean, they come for interview, you invite them for interview. The employers will call them and say to them, why would you want to leave this place and join a microfinance bank? They were referring to us as a microfinance bank 3 years ago. And then we upgraded to a national bank. We recapitalized. The same people who said they can't join a microfinance bank, today they are queuing up to be interviewed. May I pray for someone here tonight? The glory that is coming will humble your enemies forever in the name of Jesus. When the glory comes, there'll be no word to say. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, as your glory rests upon me, let all my mockers and enemies of my glory be humbled forever.
Be humbled forever.
Pray that prayer.
New glory. New glory. New glory. A new level of glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now hear me tonight. God is taking you to levels that are beyond you. But he says, I should warn you. When you get to that level, never you think you have arrived. Because God is trying to test the capacity of somebody here. What is coming is big, but you have not arrived. It will become the stepping stone to your next level. Is someone hearing me tonight? So don't get to that level and be carried away. That is where most of us miss it in the kingdom. God just shows us a glimpse of what is coming. And then we get to that point and we rest. Let someone say tonight, when I get to that level of glory,
when I get to that level of glory,
I will not rest. Say it as if you mean it. You shouldn't rest because he's just testing you. In Joshua chapter 13 and verse 1, Joshua 13 and verse 1, Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land. Very much land to be possessed. God looked at Joshua. Joshua, I told you. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, every place the sole of your foot shall tread, I've given to you. Why are you resting? Why must you rest? May I pray for someone here? Every comfort zone mentality that will stop you from getting to where the Lord is taking you to, may it drop off you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father, In the name of Jesus, every comfort zone mentality that will hinder me from getting to my place in destiny, take them off my life. Go ahead and begin to pray. Take them off my life, God. Oh, Lord, take them off my life. I refuse to rest on my oars. I refuse to settle when I have not yet arrived. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And because so many persons are connected to us all over the world, let me tell you something tonight. The reason why you must stay connected to the source of glory is because he is the only one that can guarantee that your glory is sustained. People have asked me, how do you combine ministry and, you know, your work? And I say to them, long ago I caught the understanding. When you stay connected to your source, you can never be disconnected in the marketplace. So Christians struggle because God just takes them to a certain level. You know, it just tests their capacity. And they get to that point, they get carried away. They disconnect from him. And when they get into the marketplace, they struggle to be connected. Let me pray for someone here tonight. Wherever you may have been disconnected from your source, by the mercies of God, may you be reconnected tonight in the name of Jesus. Because the beauty of this glory that is coming is that it's a total package. It's coming with divine preservation. In other words, your enemies will see it, but they can do nothing about it. Psalm 23 and verse 5. Psalm 23 and verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They will see you chopping. They will see you eating. They will be eyeing you, but they can do nothing. Amen. That's the level God is taking someone in. They have sworn you cannot make it in life, but they see you progressing from one level of glory to another. It could vex them, but there's nothing they can do. Let me pray for someone here tonight. Anyone who will rise up to want to contend against the glory that is coming, may my God silence them forever in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father. Say, Father, every contention from the pit of hell against my glory, against my abundance, Father, from tonight, silence them permanently. Go ahead and begin to pray. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Some of your enemies will suffer from serious heart attack. When I mean heartbreak, because, you know, they will look at you. Is it not that brother we thought will not amount to anything? Not with this glory that is coming. Not with this glory. If they have said that in the past, on this ground, on this 14th day, it is reversed in the name of Jesus. But get ready, because envy will increase. But it is better to be envied than to be pitied. I have seen all sorts in my few years in life. But you see, when God protects and preserves His glory around you, there's nothing anybody can do. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 25, Deuteronomy 2 and verse 25, it says this day, which day? Which day? Will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven? Who shall hear report of your glory and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee? Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, from today, let your dread and fear come upon my enemies. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let your fear and dread, your dread and fear, let it come upon my enemies. Is someone praying? Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The only thing that can hinder your flood of glory is yourself. Is yourself. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 says, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. Listen, I don't care what it is that you've passed through that have made you to write yourself off. But God is giving you another chance.
Hallelujah.
So tonight you are going to pray this prayer using this scripture. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down. O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. I shake myself. From every limitation.
From discouragement.
From I shook myself off. From every self-pity.
From depression.
From everything that has kept me on the floor.
From past failure.
I rise today. To my place in destiny. I refuse to remain on the floor from now on. I shake myself from the dust. I loose myself from the bands. From every bondage of limitation. I break loose tonight. I enter into my place of glory. I enter into my season of abundance. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Zechariah 14:14. We need to pray with that scripture one more time. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 14. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together. Gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. You lift up your voice and say, Father, every secret riches, wherever they may have been hidden, that is connected to my glory from the four corners of the earth. Let them locate me now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. From the four corners of the earth, let them locate me. Secret riches, wealth of the Gentiles,
forces of the Gentiles,
wherever they are located, from the four corners of the earth.
Gold, silver, apparel, in great abundance.
I call them forth from the east, west, north, and south. Locate me tonight. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Wherever you are, place your hand on your head. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll sing this song together. I see the glory of the Lord descending upon me to bless me one more time. I see the glory of the Lord descending upon me to bless me one more time. I see the glory of the Lord descending upon me to bless me one more time. I see the glory of the Lord descending upon me to bless me. With your hands still on your head, just go ahead and begin to speak blessings upon glory, yourself, glory, upon your life, upon your business, upon all that pertains to you, upon glory, your family.
Glory, glory.
Let your glory come glory, upon me.
Glory.
Let your blessings rest glory, upon me mightily.
Glory, glory. I am blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Greater glory, new glory. New glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May I declare from this altar, in the name that is above every other name, that glory that terminates shame, that terminates failure, that terminates stagnancy, that terminates barrenness, fruitless efforts, that brings about retardation and all manner of limitations. This day, I decree over your lives, they rest upon you from now on in the name of Jesus. That glory that makes you a wonder in your generation, Father, let it rest upon your children from tonight in the name of Jesus. Everything that has contended with your glory, everything that has hindered your move to the next level, I stand this day as God's vessel to declare over your lives, all such limitations, they are rolled away in the name of Jesus. the capacity you need to receive and to contain. The capacity you need to receive and to contain the glory of the Lord that is coming upon you. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. No longer will you be small. Everything that has kept you on the floor before now, on this day, the 14th day of October edition of Hallelujah Challenge, I command all such things to lose their hold over you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you from tonight. Every grace that you need to enjoy the abundance of God's blessings. Every grace that you need to move in the realm of this new wave of glory. Father, you have helped me in the past. I've enjoyed tremendous grace. And I stand here to pray over this, your children. Greater measure of grace. Release to them all in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you from tonight. Because of the glory of the Lord that is resting upon you. Where you have been forgotten before now. The book of remembrance will be opened in your favor. Where they have said no to you. From now on they will begin to say yes. What hindered others to get to their place in destiny will become a stepping stone for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will defend you. It will preserve your glory. It will take you to your next level. From now on, you will begin to enjoy strange miracles in great dimension. I'm praying for someone connected to this meeting. If only your faith can carry it. Before we dress like our miracle tomorrow, that miracle, that testimony that you have been trusting the Lord to deliver to you, before this time tomorrow, my God releases to you in the name of Jesus. While others are dressing like their miracles, you will be coming with your miracle. While others are dressing like their miracles, you will be coming with your miracles. Today will mark a turning point in your life. You will remember this day for the rest of your life. I speak over you from now on and from this place. May you live here, becoming a wonder to your generation. I send you forth from here, from tonight. Go and prosper. Go and do great exploits. Go and be celebrated. Go and be the best in your space. In the name of Jesus. And anyone that will rise up again to contend with this glory that you carry, in the name that is above every other name, my God will arise on your behalf and he will bring them down for your sake. That which the Lord has settled in your life from tonight, as you celebrate your victory, even from tonight, the Lord will bring them to pass in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. So it is. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The one who is sure that he's already swimming in the flood of glory, let him shout a loud hallelujah. Amen. Now hear me tonight. Thank God for the glory that has come. But remember, I told you from the very beginning that God is the orchestrator of glory. If you want to continue to enjoy this flood of glory, you must stay connected to him. And that's why wherever you are, all over the world, connecting to this meeting, you know that you need to reconcile with your Maker. You need to settle with him afresh. This is the time for you. Wherever you are, just lift up your hand. Wherever you are, I just want to pray with you. I just want to pray with you all over the world. Ask the Lord for his mercy. Ask him for his forgiveness. Ask him to cleanse you with his blood and write your name in the book of life. Ask for his grace to serve him for the rest of your life from now on. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, I pray for all of these, your children, connected to this meeting all over the world, that have made up their minds tonight to surrender to you. I pray that you have mercy on every one of them. Forgive all their sins. Cleanse them with your blood. Release fresh grace upon them to serve you for the rest of their life. Save them to the uttermost. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you can see on the screen the barcode for new converts. Just make sure you do the needful, and we'll be praying for you over here. There's a team that, you know, are specially assigned to follow up on you. And we are trusting the Lord that the Lord will continue to hear our prayers over you. And your lives will never remain the same again. Is anyone blessed tonight? If you are blessed, shout aloud, hallelujah.
Can you lift your hands? Let me tell you what has happened tonight. Acts 14 verse 17, God does not leave, please stay, sir. God does not leave himself without a witness. God does not leave himself without a witness. You heard the song we sang today. Open the floodgates. That's the first time I think I've sung that, because I felt led to sing it. And pastor came speaking about the flood of what? Glory. And while I was just standing there, I just put my gaze on Jesus' shirt and I saw glory. Now, we're going to pray for this man of God. There are many things I can't say because, you know, they are sensitive, but this is a sign and a wonder. Okay. I want him to go, please, to this carpet, kneel, you know, maybe stay also. The Bible says that the glory of God is also what? A shield, a rear guard. Hallelujah, challenge. I want you to stretch forth your hands like we prayed for Pastor Jerry. Zechariah 2 verse 5 says, I, the Lord, shall be unto her what? A wall of fire and the glory in his midst. Isaiah 58 also says that the glory of the Lord shall be a rear guard. I think verse 11 or so. Open your mouth even as we are round about here. Don't log out. There's a word and the trumpet coming. And information for dress your miracle. Don't log out. Check verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. I the Lord. Zechariah 2 verse 5 says, the Lord shall be a wall of fire round about you, and your glory in his midst. May your glory continue to increase over his family, his ministry, and all that concerns him. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you for the release of this glory and grace. Thank you for your son. Thank you for making him a sign and a wonder. When we hear from him, let this glory increase. Let it ascend a new level of splendor. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for this man of God. Pastor Manuel, thank you. Thank you for being a praise partner. Thank you for being my brother and friend. Thank you for being an inspiration. He inspires me. You know, when he came in and looked around, he was, you know, talking how, you know, I mean, I said, the inspiration I get, you can't be around him and think small. No. He will shift your mindset. Thank you. And while he was ministering, the Spirit of the Lord quickened my heart, and I heard a word by the Spirit that a level of glory that is coming, especially to Africa and God's people, is in the area of intellectual property. Let me say that again. I heard it clearly in my spirit. It has to do with intellectual property. I'm speaking by the Spirit of God now. Those who hear me know what I mean. You see, this is a place that Africa suffers. Now, what is Apple? Intellectual property. I heard behind me that a level of glory is coming. Take your intellectual property seriously. Register your ideas. Patent your ideas. So says the Spirit of Grace. I had intellectual property. I was not thinking about it, but I had intellectual property. There's somebody hearing me now. This word is, in fact, you are shouting. This is, you ask God to confirm it, and this is confirmation. A glory is coming. God will give, he gives power to get wealth. That power is ideas and strategies to get wealth. Start taking your ideas seriously. Let me say it again. A glory is coming to the church and to God's people. It will come in the area of what they are what? Intellectual properties. Your ideas. Register them. Patent them. It may look like they don't mean anything, but very soon you will begin to see people exchange those intellectual properties. You've heard people sell their software companies for billions of dollars. Their thoughts, ideas. I heard it while he was ministering. And it was when I looked at Chizzy, that glory, that word came. Intellectual property. The Lord bless you. Please put your hands together for our guest. Now, some announcements, and then we will close out singing and giving our offerings and a partnership. We are closing out with the Lord has done it finally, and then we'll blow. And when I blow, you wave something, a token, you know, for a business or something, your company, your intellectual property. Okay? Tonight, dressed like your miracle is the greatest you've ever had. It will be, the theme is a night of grace and glory. Psalm 84 verse 11. The Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord gives what? Grace and glory. God's going to decorate people tonight with grace and glory. Amen. So come, and we're going to fast from 12 noon till after what? Now, why 12 noon? I don't want to make it 24 hours because we want to be able to dance and demonstrate our miracles. Okay? So people are not. Amen. 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 So that's the wisdom behind it. So we will dance. Please take the limits of God. Don't let the devil lie to you that you did it in 2020. What has happened? Abraham believed God when he was 75 years. 100 years, Isaac came. And today you and I call ourselves seed of Abraham. Tell somebody, take the limits of God. Forget about those online, the people who will drag us. The more they drag us, the more we brag God. We will keep bragging on our God the more they drag us. Amen. So leave them. Don't, if they abuse us, just leave them. Don't even reply. Don't, people have, I see people fighting. You people have time. People who are not going anywhere are the ones who talk the most. Face your God. Say, face your God. And face your front. Are you ready? Let's thank our partners. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. Celebrate them. Scroll. Put them on screen. Simon Cooper Partners, Show Gear, Azusa, iFix, Carol Films, Evently, Food Logic, Royal Ensemble, NDB Luxury, Nini Foods, Glowfield School, Premium Trust Bank, Zenny Bank, GT Bank, Flutterway, Payaza, The Brook House, Instagram, Facebook, MixLR, YouTube. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Amen. So, Those of you who want to partner with us, you want to say Hallelujah Challenge has blessed us and we want to partner with this amazing ministry. We love what you are doing. We want it to go around the world more and more. There are hundreds of... I'm not into numbers and saying we are the biggest. No, that's not me. We're not in competition with anybody. But, you know, this is a massive praise and worship ministry with hundreds of thousands of people. Right now, there are about over 600,000 just on YouTube. And imagine that on other platforms. So God is saving souls. There's fruit abounding. So as the Lord leads you, you're not, you know, compelled to do that. Okay, give generously. We're going to dance as we do that. Go to hallelujahchallengelive.com partnership. We want to celebrate our new wave of glory. Say our new wave of glory. Say the Lord has done it. Say he will not do it. He has already done it. Are you ready? Hey, the Lord has done it.
Finally.
The Lord has done it. Yeah.
Finally.
The Lord has done it.
Finally.
The Lord has done it. Yeah.
Finally.
The Lord has done it.
Finally.
We are shining. We can see his glory.
Finally.
The Lord has done it.
Finally.
Hey, the Lord has done it.
Finally.
It is finished.
Finally.
It has happened.
Finally.
I am laughing. God has done it, yeah.
Finally, finally, finally.
The Lord has done it.
Finally.
Lift up your hands. As I blow the horn 8 times, you will shout glory. You will launch your new level of glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And while we are done, put the flyer for, you know, dress your miracle. Your hands, you know, we don't live here without thanking God.